Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
And thank you, Cece. Welcome to show number 5. You see, this was originally launched Monday, March 24th of 2014, just in case you're listening sometime in the future and you're going back into the archives. But on today's program, we're going to share some news and we're going to talk about how to become a thoughtful and generous gift giver on a budget, where you can give twice as much with half the budget. Doesn't that sound great? And also, how you'll never have to scramble again for what to give that special someone and end up just throwing some cash or a gift card in an envelope. You will become the gift giver that everyone goes, "Aw, isn't that thoughtful?" Now, wouldn't it be nice to be that person? Historically, I will say that I've not been that person, but with the ideas I'm going to share in today's program, I'm pretty excited, and I am getting my future gifts in order today and tomorrow and in the weeks ahead. We'll also talk about some great deals and freebies that you can get right now, including how to get a free video game rental, and I love these three words together, free ice cream. So with that, let's get started. So right out of the gate, I want to congratulate you. Yeah, you, not me, you. Because Wednesday last week, this is just outrageous. I mean, this really, for a brand new podcast, this is incredible. Not only, I think we were not only 8 days old as a podcast, we were the number one show in the shopping category in iTunes. That's just amazing. And how did we get there? Well, it's real simple. Every time you download the show through iTunes, well, that registers as a vote, basically. And the show with the most votes, well, they become number one. Now, why this is such a big deal is that we're sharing a message of abundance. Now, we're not talking abundance in the sense of, you know, being a cheapskate and, you know, cheapskating your way to abundance. We're not really talking about that. We're talking about wise stewardship over what you gather in or what you're blessed with or whatever comes to you. We're talking about ways to be thoughtful about the way we use our money. Also, we also talk about ways that we can attract more money into our lives, either through our actions or through our philosophies and ideas about money. And then, of course, we also throw in some really good ideas about how to relate with people. And again, as we know, abundance has more to do than just money. And so we also want to talk about ways that you can live an abundant life emotionally, in your relationships, physically. You know, you could be physically abundant and live a healthy lifestyle. Certainly spiritual abundance, whatever that means for you. That is also some of the things that we talk about. So again, thank you so much for helping me share this message of abundance with a great larger audience. And if you're new to the program and you found us on iTunes because of our fantastic rating, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you'll hit subscribe and you'll keep tuning in every week. This show comes out 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we've got so much great information that we get to share with you. So I'm very, very honored that you've chosen to join me on this show, show number 5. Now, also, coming up this week on show number 6, I'll show you how to shop at Whole Foods without losing your whole paycheck. Now, if you've never shopped at Whole Foods before, suffice to say, it can be very expensive. However, I've got some great tips on how you can get great quality food, and not, again, not have to lose all your money. I've got some great tips. So again, that's coming in show number 6 on Wednesday. Also, I'll share with you the truth behind taking surveys for money. Now, I'm sure you've seen the offers online. Well, we've done the research. We've talked to those who take surveys for money, and I'm going to reveal to you whether or not it might be worth your time. It might not, but I'll share with you those facts on the next show. Also on Wednesday's program, I'm going to share with you where to get some incredible deals. For example, how you can get free paper towel this week. Also, where you can get free baby food, where you can get free shampoo this week, and also where you can get a jumbo pack of diapers for $3.99. And if you've got a kid in diapers, especially if you've got a kid who refuses to get out of diapers, I think you're really going to appreciate that deal. And again, that's on Wednesday's program. That is show number 6. But again, those deals that I share with you are pretty time sensitive. So it's really important that when I share deals, you try and catch this show as close to when it was originally aired as possible, just so you don't miss out on any. Now, on Friday's show, which is show number 6, with spring break and summer vacation planning right around the corner, I'm going to teach you about vacation. Now, why we need vacation, how to hack your vacation so that you get the best results out of your time off work. So if you're going to take that time off work, we want abundance and we want more productivity when we get back. And so, so that when you come back, you can earn lots of money with your time. You're going to come back and just absolutely excel at your work or business or whatever it is, whatever your responsibilities are once vacation is over. So I don't want you coming back from vacation needing a vacation from your vacation. And I'm sure if you're like me, you've all had one of those. So I'm going to show you how to come back from a vacation fully recharged and ready to conquer all of the giants in your life. And I also want to explore again, this is all in show number 7. This is show number 7. If I mentioned 6 earlier, this is show number 7. We're going to explore this whole concept of a day of rest and how it leads toward the abundant life. Now, finally, I want to share with you on this program that I am taking the next 50 days and I'm going to bust my tail to get in great shape for the summer. So I'm going to take the next 50 days. And my goal by May or whenever the kids are out of school and we're set to go to the beach, my goal is to lose 10 pounds. So it's 10 pounds in 50 days. It might be a little aggressive, but if I can do it, man, I've done that kind of weight loss before, so I'm pretty optimistic that I can do it again. But if you'd like to join me, here's how to do it. Download the free Lose It app. Now, I believe they've got an Android version, and they definitely have an iPhone version, and that's the one that I used a number of years ago. And I use that as one of the tools that helped me lose more than 60 pounds several years ago. So again, I've got a link to the website in the show notes for show number 5 at savingsangel.com. But if you'd like to join me, it's real simple. All you have to do is just join after you install the app, you can add friends. Now, you would do that with an email address. Now, don't email me at this email address because it doesn't go to me. I just set it up as an email that I could use in the app itself. But if you add the email address, loseit@joshelledge.com, and that's joshelledge.com. Again, that's loseit, all one word, @joshelledge.com. Add me as a friend in the Lose It app. And if you do that, I'll cheer you on and you could cheer me on. Again, if you need the link, again, just look at the show notes for show number 5 at savingsangel.com. Just click on the podcast button and you'll find that link if you need that. And otherwise, let's cheer each other on. Let's get ready for the beach. Let's get ready for summer and let's get in great shape together. And I'd be happy to do that. So without further ado, let's get on to our next segment. And that is how to give great gifts and do so abundantly, how to share our abundance with other people and do so. Be a great, very, very good gift giver, a generous gift giver, a thoughtful gift giver for less money. So let's get going. As I mentioned earlier, living an abundant life means being able to give more and being able to be generous with your time, being able to be generous with other people. That feels so good. And I'm not sure if you're a great gift giver. I actually tend to not think of myself as a great gift giver. I think of myself as a fairly thoughtful person, and I'm always quick to offer sentiment, but oftentimes it seems that the gifts I give tend to be that envelope with money in it or a gift card, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes I look at the gifts that other people give, and I think, they put a little bit more thought. It seems like they put a little bit more thought into their gift than maybe I did. And again, there's no judgment on that. I'm really just speaking of myself, and I feel like we've kind of come up with a clever way that you can give twice the amount of gift at half the price. And this is a great time to be talking about this subject because there's graduations coming up. There's certainly going to be weddings coming up. Baby showers, of course, are always around the whole calendar. But you know for sure, sometime in your life, you're probably going to be invited to another baby shower, specifically the ladies. Guys, not as often. We just tend to go, you know, slap the other guy on the back and say, hey, congratulations, Papa, and, you know, we do whatever we guys do. But also this time of year, of course, we've got Mother's Day, we've got Father's Day, and of course, we've got the inevitable birthdays. And again, you know, living abundantly means that we're not scrambling when we have to make purchases. And we're not stuck scratching our head thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to get this person? I have no idea. It just feels great to have our purchases on hand already so that when that moment arises, and let's say you get invited to a shower or you have some occasion and you've only got like a couple of days to prepare, man, I'm telling you, it feels so good when you've got those gifts on hand. And gifts can sometimes be difficult to choose. If you find yourself, you know, again, like me with the check or the gift card, it can also be very expensive. So instead of waiting to until that season is closer, let's start now and save and gather items to make some very welcomed gift baskets. So here are 6 different theme ideas to help get your creativity flowing. Now, the first gift basket idea, and again, I won't take full credit for this. Our blogging angel, Di, is just a wonderful woman. I hope you'll have the opportunity to exchange communication with her sometime. She is just an absolute sweetheart of a woman. She's a grandma, and I just absolutely love her resourcefulness. And so she was very instrumental in putting this information together. According to Di, the first gift basket idea is a shower hour. And this is where you might scour clearance sections for a nice towel and some washcloth set. You can get free body wash or soap bars. You can get shampoo, conditioner. Again, if you listen to Wednesday's episode, I'll show you how to get free shampoo. You can also get a shave gel and razors. Now, most of the time, you'll get the best deals on these things that I just mentioned at the national drug chains, so your Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS. Wait until you can get them where they give you money back at the register, and make sure that you've also printed out coupons ahead of time. And you can usually get these items for about 75% off. Now, in the case of this Shower Hour gift basket, you could use a shower caddy for the container, and dollar stores usually have these. So again, if you've got a gift basket all ready to go, this might make a great gift for the grad who's going to be heading off to college. Okay? Or any other case, you could give it to a mom, you could give it to just about anybody. The next gift basket idea is what we call home sweet home. So this is where you would comb clearance sections for sheet sets, soft blankets, pillows, pillowcases, and other homey needs or touches. Now, don't neglect checking the kitchen section as well. Now, if the items will fit, consider a small wastebasket for the container. Now, you can often find some decent small ones, again, at the dollar stores. Some things I don't recommend buying at the dollar stores, but I'm going to actually recommend quite a few different items on this list of things that you can pick up there. Next is going to be, we'll call it the Star Studier. Now, this is, again, obviously, this would make a great graduation gift basket, and this would be where you'd pick out a nice basket or a small storage box. Again, dollar stores have great stylish pop-up ones. You can add a book light found on sale or at a discount store, add a scented candle or aromatherapy spray for relaxation. You can add pain reliever for possible study overload headaches. And pain reliever is, again, another one of those things that you can get at the national drug chains for about 75% off. Now, also, don't forget batteries for the light and some candy to reward all that hard work. And as I mentioned, all those items you can get very, very inexpensively. And when you put it all together, that's a pretty cool gift basket. The next gift basket idea we'll call Snack Attack. Go ahead and choose a durable, large-sized snack bowl from a clearance section or the dollar store. Add a wide variety of candy, microwave popcorn, dried fruit, nuts, crackers, anything snacky, and probably I would recommend something that's shelf stable so it'll last a little longer. And you can snag all of those items I just mentioned at fantastic deals. Again, watch for your coupons. Use our free coupon database at savingsangel.com. Search for those coupons. Bring them into the stores when they have great sales on them, and you can get very, very good deals, 60, 70% off or more. And don't be shy to break up some of those large packages into more than one gift bowl. So, for example, if you get a 10-pack of popcorn, that would make a great thing that you could spread across multiple gift baskets. Gift basket number 5 we'll call Wash and Fluff. So this is where you'd want to watch out for excellent deals on laundry soap, fabric softener, liquid or sheets, and stain remover. All of these items, again, if you're listening to me and you're using our free resources on our website, or if you want to actually become a member of Enlightened Shopping and really put us to work for you, we can help you find lots of incredible deals on those items. So, you know, throw in a sturdy laundry bag to gather loads, maybe a small mesh washing bag for delicate items. Both of those can be found at dollar stores. And then put them together in an inexpensive laundry basket to complete the gift basket. Finally, gift basket number 6 is what I call New Super Saver. Go ahead and buy an expendable folder system with a clasp or maybe some hanging folders and a little box with a handle on it, and nicely organize several weeks' worth of newspaper coupon inserts, or maybe you could print out some that you could put in there, and also include a vocabulary sheet with some common saving or couponing terms, such as Catalina. What's a Catalina? Or buy one, get one. You should obviously know what that is. But, you know, all of those terms that someone who's never couponed before, you can throw those together for them. You can add a message that you're ready and willing to teach them how to coupon. Now, this is by far the best basket, in my opinion, because it includes the infinite gift of a life skill. And for someone who's going out on their own, my goodness, could you imagine? I don't know when you became a smarter or more savvy shopper, or when you used coupons for the very first time, but it took me a long time. And had I had this skill much earlier in life, my goodness, I just think of all the money I could have saved. Well, this is a gift that you can give somebody else. So let's go out and teach someone else how to fish. So there's six great gift basket ideas. If you have some other great gift basket ideas, go ahead and hit savingsangel.com on your browser. Again, click on podcast and go to show number 5. And let me know what other gift basket ideas you've got. All right, get your browser out because I'm going to go through these really, really quickly. You might want to grab a pen. You might want to grab something that you can jot this down because I'm going to go through these deals really, really quickly. And again, if you're listening to this episode shortly after it came out or anytime in the next several days after it came out, there's definitely going to be a lot of great deals you can take advantage of right now. As you're listening to this. So the first one is you can get a free one-day video game rental from Redbox. Now, to get the free rental, all you have to do is text the word THIEF to 727272 from your cell phone. Now, I got my code to come through in about a minute. Yes, it's legitimate, even though you're texting the word THIEF. I don't think that's going to throw you up on the radar for any NSA surveillance or anything, but it will get you a free video game rental. But if you can't get to Redbox right away, no worries. The code is good through April 1st, and I like that. This next deal is a nice offer for anyone that has a pet or wants to donate an item to a pet shelter, which pet shelters are great organizations, and they are always in need of donations. So there's a short video you can watch about a bandage. It's a pet bandage and how to apply it. Now, afterwards, all you have to do is fill out the form and you'll get a free sample of a 3M pet care bandage. This next deal is going to be great if you like to use calorie-free sweeteners, and maybe you're like me and you want to avoid aspartame. I don't like that stuff at all. Anyway, here's one that you can try, and it's especially nice to be able to try before you buy on a product like this. It's so sweet, and it's actually so with 4 O's. That's exactly how sweet it is. It's an all-natural supplement made from the stevia plant. Now, stevia is a sweetener I've used for quite a while. Truvia might be a brand that you've purchased in the past. Well, here's a free sample of one, and it claims to be the only stevia product with no bitter aftertaste, and that actually can be something that you might encounter. I know, gosh, I've tried stevia sweetened sodas before, and boy, that's a tough one for them to get right. I have not had a good stevia sweetened soda just yet. If you know of one, by the way, please let me know. So I just really don't drink a whole lot of soda these days because, again, stevia is kind of the only sweetener that I really like to stick with. Just the other ones, boy, they just don't work too well for me. But anyway, get your free sample of So Sweet Stevia Sweetener. And to get that link, real easy, just go to savingsangel.com, click on the button that says Deals and Freebies. And if you look, and you kind of might have to look back a few days, but you'll find that link, and you can find that link to get your sample. The next deal, Walmart is offering a free sample of Garnier Clean Plus, where you can choose from a balancing gel exfoliator for combination skin or a nourishing cleansing oil for dry skin. All you have to do is just fill out a short form. And again, that form is linked from savingsangel.com and click on the red button that says Deals and Freebies. Next, the Melting Pot is celebrating National Cheese Fondue Day. I bet you didn't know that April 7th through the 10th is happens to be one of those days. I don't know which day in particular it is, but the Melting Pot's going to celebrate the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th for you. All you have to do is sign up for Club Fondue, and you could do that now in order to get your offer. Your free cheese fondue offer will be emailed to all U.S. Club Fondue members somewhere between March 31st and April 2nd, 2014. So just all you have to do is just fill out the form, check your email for the details, and go and redeem at the Melting Pot. told you, I was going to tell you where to get free ice cream. Now, ice cream, despite maybe I won't be redeeming this particular item at this particular time, or I might save it for a treat. Ice cream, oh gosh, it is as probably my number one vice. And it is, especially when it's free, that makes it even better. Now, all you have to do is stop by a participating Ben and Jerry's Scoop Shop on April 8th, and you can get yourself a free ice cream cone. I'm not kidding. To find out where the locations are, well, you can do a Google search for Ben and Jerry's website, or again, we've got the link for you right on our website, again, in the deals and freebies section. Next up, we've got a coupon for $1 off a regular or large sub at Quiznos. I think they're giving out this $1 coupon so that they can get you to try their new lobster and seafood sandwich or salad. And this is a deal that's good through April 6th, 2014. You can get a touch of glam with this free sample from Suave Professional Naturals Infusion. Now, once you've clicked submit on the entry form for your sample, you can go give a sample to a friend as well. Plus, if you scroll down past the information request, you can print off a coupon for $1.50 off a new Suave Professionals Natural Infusion, which is a bonus. And that's good because I've actually seen sales on this item. And again, that's the best time to use coupons is when you can stack them, of course, on top of a great sale. So at our house, Easter baskets are filled with more than just candy. In fact, we actually try to give more little toys and, you know, Easter-related gifts rather than candy. I think that, you know, I don't know how many marshmallow peeps one kid should eat, but we're not willing to find out. Anyway, if you're looking for something other than candy for Easter this year, you could take advantage of some very high-value non-candy coupons for other little gifts that you could put in an Easter basket. Now, these may be gone by the time Easter rolls around, so you might want to hurry. And these are all, a lot of these are like just kind of games and toys. You can get a $5 coupon for the Bop It game, which that's actually a pretty fun game. $5 off Hungry Hungry Hippos. There's $3 off Operation or Battleship. Oh gosh, I'm not going to go through all these. There's a bunch of toys and a bunch of games. So if you want to give something fun to a kid, don't go toy shopping. You know, scroll through these coupons and see if it might provoke any purchase ideas for things that you can get for your kids or have, we shall say, have the Easter Bunny go pick up for your children for Easter. I think there's some really good high-value coupons here that, again, might make the purchase well worth it. And that is it for show number 5. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Thank you so much again for last week and helping us get to the number 1 spot in iTunes in the shopping category. Don't forget this week in show number 6, I'm going to be showing you how to save money at Whole Foods. Also, we're going to talk about the truth behind taking surveys for money. I'll share some incredible deals that you can get at local stores and national chains. And then also on Friday's show, that's going to be show number 7. I'm going to show you how to hack vacations so that you can get maximum value so that you can come back completely refreshed. And that'll be coming up in shows number 6 and show number 7. And with that, again, thank you so much for spending this time with me. My name is Josh Ellinge, and on behalf of all of us here at SavingsAngel.com, thank you so much and have an abundant week.